This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, power bills forecast to drop, passengers frustrated after flight turned back, and new footage of the Princess of Wales. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your lunchtime Nine News Podcast. Energy prices could soon be on the way down, but the government's being urged to do more to ease the bill pain. Here's Nine News federal politics reporter Zach De Silva.
From July, baseline electricity prices will fall by as much as 7% for households and even more for some small businesses. The energy regulator is demanding power retailers slim down their profit margins to give Australians relief after 2 years of soaring costs. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says it's welcome news, but there's more to do.
Energy bills is one of the areas where there's continuing pressure.
The opposition's Matt Canavan says the price reduction isn't enough because bills have increased dramatically over recent years.
Australians are paying hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars or more.
The regulator is urging Australians to shop around to find the best deal. In Canberra, Zach De Silva, Nine News.
Most economists are expecting the Reserve Bank to keep interest rates on hold when it hands down a decision this afternoon. The official cash rate is predicted to remain at 4.35%. Trade Minister Don Farrell has been criticised after claiming the US is not our most trusted partner. Senator Farrell made the comments while defending the government's decision to restore funding to a UN aid agency in Gaza. The opposition argues we should have waited until the US resumed its funding, but Senator Farrell says Australia is independent and not beholden to what America does. The bosses of two key intelligence agencies will no longer be part of the Albanese government's National Security Committee. The committee makes decisions on high-risk security matters. The head of ASIS and the Director General of ASIO would attend each meeting. Now it'll only be as required. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Patterson has told 2GB's Ray Hadley it's a disturbing development.
Now, if they're not in the room, you're making decisions uninformed with the best advice that you should be having to make critical decisions in national security. And I guess in a way, this doesn't come as a surprise. I mean, this has been a government which has been consistently weak and incompetent on national security. And this is perhaps one of the reasons why.
Renters across several states are seeing median temperatures above 25 degrees. Advocacy body Better Renting has found homes are hotter inside than out for around 8 hours a day over the summer period. New South Wales, Queensland, the Northern Territory and Western Australian renters are experiencing the worst indoor temperatures. Passengers on a flight turned back from Bali to Melbourne say there were early warning signs a woman might cause issues on the journey. Jetstar flight JQ43 was halfway to its destination when the woman began swearing and yelling, claiming someone had stolen her phone. The pilot returned to Melbourne, where the woman was handed over to police. Michelle Borsha has told Today on Nine it was a frustrating experience.
I'm very frustrated about that because we saw her acting up at the gates before she even got on.
Really?
She was punching into a wall and swearing. It was very scary. I think a lot of people were in fear of their life, to be honest.
Tropical cyclone Megan has been downgraded to a tropical low. The storm made landfall in the Northern Territory as a Category 3 system early this morning. Heavy rainfall and damaging winds are expected to continue in the region. The first video has emerged of the Princess of Wales in public after she underwent abdominal surgery. Here's Nine News Europe correspondent Brett McLeod.
The video obtained by London's Sun newspaper shows a smiling and healthy-looking Kate walking alongside her husband William. It was taken at the weekend outside a local Windsor farm shop not far from their home. The pair are both dressed casually as they stroll along carrying shopping bags. Speculation over the royals reached the heights of absurdity hours before when false Russian media claims that King Charles had died were quickly shot down by British authorities. In London, Brett McLeod, Nine News.
And Donald Trump has been unable to come up with a $700 million bond in a civil fraud judgment. He was found to have been inflating the value of his real estate holdings to secure loans. The court has signalled it will begin seizing his assets if he's unable to come up with the amount. To finance, the Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
A different looking Rabbitohs side will be named this afternoon for Friday night's NRL showdown with the Sydney Roosters. Lachlan Ilias has been dropped to reserve grade with Dean Hawkins to line up at halfback. Captain Cameron Murray says everyone needs to lift after two losses to start their season.
You can only pick 17 players and it's proof that nobody's really safe. If you're not playing your best footy, then you're not going to be in that side.
The Storm has reluctantly accepted a one-game ban for halfback Jerome Hughes for making contact with a referee. In AFL, Hawthorn will challenge captain James Sicily's one-match ban at the tribunal tonight. Sicily was sanctioned for kicking during the Hawks' 24-point loss to the Bombers on Saturday. Tottenham, Newcastle United and the Arsenal's women's team will all be in Melbourne in May for what's being billed as a Global Football Week. Matilda star Caitlin Ford, Kyra Cooney-Cross and Steph Catley will be in action against an A-League All-Stars side. And Australia's fastest man, Rowan Browning, is a confirmed starter for Saturday's Sydney Track Classic. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.